Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me, as always, is my partner in crime, Brittany.
Hey, Austin. Welcome to our trademark one-take podcast.
It is a one-take deal, folks. You never really know what you're going
to
get.
But we love to have fun, and we're always looking to help get the word out about the very best that Austin and the surrounding area have to offer.
And today we've got kind of a serious topic with a twist of fun. You know, Britt, cancer doesn't discriminate. It seems like everyone has been touched by it in some form or another, and men specifically, well, traditionally have a harder time getting themselves checked out for it or, you know, even looking into it.
That's true. Men don't usually talk about this kind of stuff until it's too late.
But that's all changing. And for our listeners out there, perhaps you've heard of Movember, and maybe you haven't, but basically it's a worldwide movement in the month of November to raise awareness for men's health, specifically prostate cancer and testicular cancer and that stuff that guys just don't talk about.
Right. In short, hundreds of thousands of men around the world grow out a mustache during the month of November, and they start out clean-shaven on the first, grow it out all month long, raising awareness and money for the cause of men's health.
Yeah, and last year, over 850,000 men registered to participate in Movember, and they raised over $126 million.
This year, 21 countries around the world are participating, but it all comes down to individuals, each doing their own part.
Well, I'm doing my part, Britt, and I've been getting some funny looks lately.
Well, you've got the whole Pancho Villa Mexican mustache thing going on.
Sí, señorita, yes, I do. It's part of my Mexican heritage, you know, Britt.
Yeah, well, I'm really proud of you and really happy to be a Mo sister to everyone out there that has been participating in the cause. And on today's podcast, we want to tell you about a few Movember events coming up before the end of the month.
Yep, we're also going to tell you about a couple of really cool local businesses that are donating some of their proceeds to Movember.
So where do we start? With the companies or the events?
Let's start with the events.
Okay, sounds good. You start.
All right. Well, the very next Movember event taking place is a mouth-watering one, and one that's sure to make your Mo all flavorful. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the Kyle, Texas Movember event at Milt's Pit Barbecue.
What do we know about Milt's Pit Barbecue?
Well, Milt's Pit Barbecue is a family-owned joint that features good old-fashioned wood-smoked Texas barbecue. They've also got homemade sides and desserts, and on Movember 24th, from 6 to 10 p.m., they're having a huge Mo party.
Live music and everything?
Live music and everything, Britt. They're going to have local Austin band The War Horses playing out there, and they're also going to have a silent auction with several, you know, manly items that are going to be there. And, of course, it's BYOB, but there will be free beer there while it lasts.
Sounds fun.
Sounds like a good way to get barbecue sauce all up in your Mo. Mm-hmm. But, hey, it's for a great cause, and it should be a great night. All right, Britt, your turn. What's the next event?
My event is the Epic Million Mo March.
The Million Mo March?
Absolutely, the Million Mo March. It takes place, get this, at high noon on Movember 27th at the Texas State Capitol.
Now that sounds like an Old West movie. Meet me at high noon at the Capitol.
It's a Texas-style showdown for sure. The event is open to the whole family, so grab your Mo kids, Mo sisters, and Mo bros, and come on out to the Capitol. The Movember community will be marching around the Capitol in support of the movement.
So much Mo goodness and Mo love going on here in Austin. All right, now the next event is a happy hour that's taking place, of course, at Handlebar at 121 East 5th Street, and they're calling it the SoCo Mo Happy Hour.
But Handlebar is on East 5th, Eric. Why are they calling it the SoCo Mo Happy Hour?
I don't know. Maybe it's because the East 5th Street Handlebar Happy Hour didn't have the same ring to it. You know? I don't know. Who cares? Look, they're supporting Movember, so come out to Handlebar on Movember 28th from 6 to 9 p.m., drink specials, hang out with some Mo bros and Mo sisters for happy hour.
Alrighty then. Well, here's an event you don't want to miss. It's the official Movember Austin Gala Party.
I think it's called Partay.
Okay, the official Movember Austin Gala Partay is on Movember 30th at the end of the month at Emo's on East Riverside from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. The event is free to any Mo bro or Mo sista that raised $100 or more, or it's 10 at the door for everyone else. But it will sell out, so make sure you get your tickets for this one.
And the gala parties in each city kind of mark the end of Movember across the United States and around the world. And they're quite something. It's a chance to dress up in your best Movember costume, showcase those immaculate Mo's that you've been grooming all month long.
They're going to have an award ceremony for a bunch of stuff, like Best Mo in Character, Miss Movember, and of course, Man of Movember 2012. You really don't want to miss this one.
You know, you could go up for Miss Movember.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, you can get your mustache, a little fake one or something.
Yeah.
All right, we have one more really, really cool event. You definitely don't want to miss this one. It's called the Mustache Showdown, which takes place on Rainy Street, one of my favorite places in Austin. We're going to tell you about that event and two businesses that are donating profits to Movember when we return from our quick, short sponsor announcement. Cue the sponsor music, right?
Do, 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 do. Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark one-take podcast. We love doing it every week.
And we're always looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and our blog. That's my radio voice. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, pretty good. The Austin Art is like a family, a really huge one.
Yeah, each day we interact with thousands of people who are in Austin and the surrounding areas.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
So we hope you'll consider advertising with us.
If you're interested, it's really easy to do. Just go to austinart.com and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
We would love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, American Bingo, Kong Screen Printing, Back in Place Chiropractic, the Austin Independent Business Alliance, and Connection.
Yes, thank you so much to all of our sponsors. We absolutely could not do what we do without you.
All right, back to the show.
So, Brittany, on Saturday, December 1st, it's time to shave off the mo. Right? I mean, the month is over. It's time to shave it off. And what more reason could Austinites have than to throw one more party?
Yeah, we pretty much throw parties for every reason.
But this party sounds like a lot of fun. It's actually a dual party. There's an event in the morning and a party that evening.
The description for the morning event is kind of cryptic, but I guess that means they want to surprise everyone. So what we know about it is that it takes place at Festival Beach at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's described as a day of awesomeness like no other, with a manly mustache versus mustache event.
Well, and we're really not sure what that means. But hey, if it's a manly mustache versus mustache event, it just has to be good, right?
Right.
All right. And after those festivities are done, make sure you head out to Bungalow on Rainy Street. This is the final Movember party. Remember, this is December 1st. They got the thing in the morning, this thing in the evening. This evening thing starts at 7 p.m. and it goes until, you know, whenever. But they're going to have raffles, a silent auction, and of course, the shave down.
And if you've never been to Rainy Street, it's just an awesome part of Austin to hang out in. So we definitely recommend you check this one out.
All right. So we've told you about five events so far. The Milt's Pit Barbecue event, the Million Mo March, the SoCo Mo Happy Hour, which actually takes place on East 5th Street, the Austin Gala Partey, and the Mustache Showdown.
Obviously, we recommend that you try and get to as many as you can to support the cause, but if you can only make one of them, try and get to the gala. It should be a great time.
Now, if you can't get to any of the events,
or you forgot to take part this year.
Yeah, or whatever, you still want to show your support, you can. There are two businesses that are donating part of their profits this month to Movember.
The first business are our friends at EcoClean. Yay for EcoClean!
Yeah, we really like them. They're giving away 5% of sales for every Wednesday for the month of Movember. So hold all your dry cleaning leads until the last Wednesday of the month and then hit them hard.
And the other local business that's sharing the Mo love is Torchy's Tacos. They are donating a portion of their Taco of the Month sales to Movember.
And the Taco of the Month this month is the Turkey Mole Taco. Get it?
Mole. Mole.
Yeah, anyway. Turkey, Texas fried turkey breast with a Oaxacan mole sauce, Mexican rice, avocado, queso, fresco, and of course, fresh cilantro.
Yum.
Yeah, it sounds really good. So if you're planning on stopping at Torchy's anyway, just order the Taco of the Month because you'll be supporting Movember when you do it.
Well, there you have it, folks. We've given you five events to attend and two businesses to check out in support of Movember in less than 9 minutes.
Yep, no excuse not to have a great time this Movember and help with this important cause.
We've got a ton of great stuff coming up on the Austinaut next week. We have a couple of guest articles, one on Goodnight on West Anderson and another on the Warrior Dash. Then we're going to tell you about all our incredible adventure with Round Rock Honey.
Oh my gosh.
Where we actually got to dress up in beekeeper outfits.
That was pretty insane, and you were a lot braver than I was. Anyway, we're going to also tell you about this party called Give Back, which should just be off the chain. My friend Back's putting it on. He knows how to put on a crazy party. There's just so much to do in the city, Brittany. Never a dull moment.
So true, Eric. And we'll have all of that and more next week on the Austinaut. Until then, we hope you'll keep discovering Austin with us on our blog at austinaut.com.
Keep in mind, folks, that all of our articles are unique, and they're all about Austin and the surrounding area. We appreciate your comments on the blog, so please keep them coming. Get to know us.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAustinaut. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at TheAustinaut.
Tweet us. Yeah, that wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon. Do, do,
Movember.
Do, do, do.